Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're picking up the year 1970 with all the double-sided hits that were released. That is, the 45 had a hit on both the A side and the B side. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Stevie Wonder, and the Temptations. First up, the Onion song, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, right here on Motown Memories.
The world is just a great big onion, and hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. The only way to get free of this great big onion
is to plant love seeds until it dies.
Hey world, we got a great big job to do. Yeah, we need you and everybody pull us through. Oh, you know we got to clean up this place.
Get a hold on you. Alone.
A Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was Carry Your Own Load. And it only reached 117 in the U.S. pop charts and number 50 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1970. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Holy Holly. And they reached number 75 on the pop charts and number 33 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, again from 1970. Of course, that song was made much more popular by Neil Diamond. Before that, the B-side of the 45, California Soul, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and that reached number 56 on the pop charts in 1970. And we started this half hour with Marvin and Tammy's The Onion Song, reaching number 50 on the pop charts and number 18 in the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring double-sided hits from the years 1969 through 1972. Well, we've just featured songs from the years 1969 and 1970. Here comes the first double-sided hit in the Motown record label from 1971, Stevie Wonder's We Can Work It Out. Well, of course, We Can Work It Out was a number one smash hit from the Beatles, and it was written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. They had a smash hit with that record, reaching number one in 1965. Well, 5 years later, in 1970, Stevie Wonder covered the song on his album entitled Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, and he released it as a single in 1971. That single reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and his cover version earned his second Grammy Award nomination in 1972 for the Best Male Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance. Stevie performed his version of the song for Paul McCartney after Paul was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1990. Well, in 2010, after Paul McCartney was awarded the Gershwin Prize by the Library of Congress, Stevie Wonder, who had also received the Gershwin Prize the year before, again performed his arrangement of the song at a White House ceremony held in Paul McCartney's honor. Well, here is Stevie Wonder. We Can Work It Out right here on Motown.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why you say it your way? And the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. You got what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
Do
since our roads never cross. I work just to please the boss. Think I might as well get lost in my dreams.
Living, living. Hey, I wanna be free. something like a little bit of
delight. I ain't ashamed to say that I've been alright.
The Temptations with funky music sure enough turns me on. They reached number 27 of the blues charts from 1972. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was The Temps' Mother Nature, but that only reached number 92 in the pop charts from 72. Before that, Stevie Wonder's B-side hit, Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer, reaching number 78 in the pop charts from 71. And we started this set with Stevie's We Can Work It Out, number 13 in the pop charts and number 3 in the rhythm blues charts from 1971. This hour, we feature some great 45 double-sided hits from 1969 to 1972. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.